This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. For those of you keeping score, I will be using the Heil PR40, one of the audio files in the audience suggested I use this to try. Anybody wishing to give me some marks on how it sounds, feel free. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Now!
Now! To that gentleman, I'm not going to say it, Scott. I won't use it, and that way we won't get no trouble. To that gentleman that is at Ammoland that had the query earlier today about the show and the points that I was making and the length of the show, you can munch my fourth point of contact, okay? You can sample my glutamus maximus as far as that is concerned. And if you don't like my points and if you don't like the show, well, then by all means, move on. Why don't you? You obviously are not my demographic. And let me stick this pop screen on here right quick. There, that may be better. Less popping this way, right, Scott? That sound like a little less pop, pop, pop. Thank you so much. Also, while I'm thinking about it real quick, like I would like to welcome, well, I have welcomed sort of primary weapon systems, but real quick, just so it's in the audio, here's what they sound like.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time.
And surprisingly, these guys just came out of the blue at me, and I'm very pleased to have them. For all of you concealed weapons people that are looking for a way to carry it, let me introduce you to Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
You'll be hearing more about them as time goes along. Now, if you were here last night, you remember when I was talking about, disengaging quick. And I was using the drive-through window as the example of where somebody could come out of the woodwork at you. There's a different, when you're in a car, okay, when you're in a car, if it's not moving, if you're not at speed, you're in a stationary vehicle. You shouldn't sit in one of those very long if you can avoid that. If you're in a vehicle, keep that vehicle in motion and keep it that way as often as you can and get it in motion every chance as quickly as possible. Have you ever thought of it that way? Now, I know what you're saying, that, you know, you have to, you know, stop from time to time. Yes, you do. And when you stop the car, this is when your radar should go up in other directions. You should be looking at both of your side mirrors, your rear view, your straight ahead. You need to be looking at your blind spots because somebody can come up close on one side of your vehicle and get right next to you. You need to be watching out for that. Now, when you use a fast food drive-thru, you're breaking all the advice that you're being given right here. But if you spend time in banks and jewelry stores, which, you know, if I wouldn't do that anymore than I had to, you're going to find it necessary now and then. So you're going to be stationary a lot of times. Many fast food drive-thrus feature two ordering lanes. Use the outer lane. Using the inner lane may trap your vehicle. When you're sitting in line, remove your seatbelt so you can get to your pistol quickly and or exit the vehicle quickly. With the exception of the driver's side window, keep all other windows up, doors locked. Keep a car length between your vehicle and the one in front. The person behind you is not going to probably accommodate what you want to do. This open space affords you the opportunity to escape when necessary. And that may annoy the cashiers at the drive-thru, but they will get over it. Have your money ready. Don't fumble for your money. Put change in the console tray and then exit immediately. You can put it in your wallet later. When you need to check your order in detail, do it right away or drive around to an empty section of the parking lot. Don't pull forward from the building. Stop and then start focusing on bags or change. Because in that area, you're sitting in a kill zone. Anytime you're stopped in a car, you're sitting in a kill zone. Who remembers the CIA commuter shooter? Who remembers that guy? And, the people he killed there were not spies. They were analysts or something like that. Pay attention to the cashier, but also look past them and into the restaurant. You might see a robbery in progress or a fight or any other circumstance that may represent a threat to you, and it is time to depart immediately. Minimize distractions. Children and grandchildren, and even some of the adults for that matter, fussing over what they want to order will predictably divide your focus when they can't seem to make up their minds order for them. You're abruptly making decisions for them a few times. We'll teach them a valuable lesson about dithering and indecisiveness. But keep your head up. Keep your head up and your eyes open. When a threat is detected at any time during the process, break off and drive away immediately, jumping the curb when necessary. When it all turns out to be a false alarm, you can come back, get your food, or keep going and consider it an investment in your safety. Now, is that, for those of you that are sitting around going, well, Bill, that hardly seems prudent when you're at the cookout. Well, the next time you're around someplace like that, at lunchtime, and you see the line building up, look at that for what it is. That's a bunch of people, either in cars or on foot, not looking at anything coming at them. Totally unaware of what they're, what's happening to them at any given moment. Right before it happens. When bullets start flying or some other threat is detected, your personal safety is usually best served by your staying in the vehicle, if you're in a vehicle and driving your way. Your vehicle's steel and even the glass afford considerable protection. Glass will deflect and change the path of a round coming in. We're in a world situation that continues to deteriorate, and desperation becomes even more commonplace. As that happens, each of us need to reexamine every detail of our lives. And you have to honestly confront the necessity of making changes, even major ones when necessary. Of course, you're not going to manage all the risks, but we'll be right back. MC Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it in a video, you see me carrying it around, it came from AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I've got all this stuff going off all around me. You know, one of the problems that we have here in the United States is language. Now, there's a lot of things that are wrong here in the United States, and there's so much that it's impossible to comment on everything that the left has caused to occur in these formerly wonderful United States of America. One of the most recent is the chiding, one of the very few things that Obama is actually good at, by our president to the victims of the recent devastating weather events in southern Louisiana to make sure they don't engage in racial discrimination. I mean, think about this. You've just been through a major, terrifying weather event. You tried to protect yourself and your family. A system, you know, a situation against which there are very few defenses, and you arrive at the other side of the cataclysm seeing that you have lost everything. Every object you and the other members of your family had collected and cherished has been destroyed. And even if you have flood insurance, most of that which you love remains irreplaceable. So what does the nation's leader do? He doesn't even address your situation because he's on his prolonged luxury vacation at Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, and he certainly didn't pause from his daily golf rounds with celebrities to come to witness the life-changing calamity that's happened to you and so many of his fellow Americans. Instead, Obama sends a 16-page government guidance led by the Justice Department warning Louisiana recipients of federal disaster assistance against engaging in unlawful discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin, including limited English proficiency. So Obama has not only figured out a way to enforce his long-attempted effort to destroy the great gift that America has of a single language, which is English, by the way. He's now attempting to punish Americans who speak only our national language. Never let a crisis go to waste, right? Here you have Obama and his lap boys, do the math, figure out what I'm saying. I can't say it. I'm not going to say it. You do the math. Here they are taking advantage of the incredible struggles of the southern Louisianans to survive in the aftermath of a very devastating storm to further divide them as people. Because now we can use language to do this one more way. You know, in America, we're blessed in so many ways, and one of the greatest has been the gift of a single language. Many nations have not been given this gift, as you can see from the tales of the havoc that has resulted from just one or several languages being part of their national story. For example, our neighbor to the north, our closest neighbor to the north, Canada, who basically come close to war, they've come close to war on several occasions over whether French or English would be their national language. Parts of Canada having been initially settled by the French over two centuries ago, parts of Canada having been settled by English speakers since the same amount of time, that conflict has been ongoing for quite some time. It finally settled into the French-speaking province of Quebec, taking on the rest of Canada, which fell into English-speaking habits, and Quebec has been and continues to be quite warlike on occasion in keeping the French language alive as a societal necessity. Such Gaelic efforts become so stringent on occasion that a full-blown separatist movement, meaning secession, based on French being maintained as that province's language, was thought to have emerged as a very popular force there for a moment, largely to placate the French-speaking Canadians, an all-encompassing Official Languages Act. Another law was enacted which established Canada as a bilingual nation. So that costs money, by the way. That's not free. There's many billions of Canadian dollars that has to be to be spent on signage and documents in two languages. In Canadian schools and universities, along with hospitals and roads and airports and maps and markets and bank displays, among many other venues and entities. And this has brought Canada no closer to being a totally bilingual or bicultural society, perhaps, as one WAG mentioned. Except for maybe routine and famous Las Vegas transplants Cirque du Soleil and Celine Dion, English Canadians haven't exactly embraced French culture. Neither, it seems, has the motherland of Francophone Canada. Neither have they. Another such example, look at the Basque Country in Spain, where language is the cause of much conflict. Also in the Alto Adige region in Italy, where more than a century after the area is becoming part of the nation of Italy, continuous friction results over whether German or Italian should be the predominant tongue. And then in Switzerland, where the constant battles are being fought over the predominance of French, German, or whatever other languages in favor of the time, look ever more at the sections in Belgium, so hostile to each other's firmly entrenched languages, primarily French and Flemish, in this very odd excuse for a nation state. They're just a few examples of the disruption caused by the lack of a single unifying language. Belgium is perhaps the most extreme international example of such a conflict at present, where a battle cry was heard being shouted in the nation's federal parliament just some short months ago, which was, "Long live free Flanders, may Belgium die." Oh, so tolerant. This followed the rather tempestuous most recent collapse of the national government. Belgium is sort of a pretend nation, and it was put together in the fairly recent past by bringing together disparate nations like Flanders, Wallonia, and other bits of other nations. There is very little fealty to the actual nation of Belgium. And then all you have to do is look at this, what this mayor says from the Flemish town of Lennep, just south of Brussels. "I'm Flemish, not Belgium." Belgian, excuse me. So there's no loyalty to a country called Belgium. There's never been a country that has lasted so long in conditions like this. Belgian political official said, "We've been arguing about this for 30 years. So, language. Another way to divide and conquer us. So, English, it needs to be. We need to insist upon that. Just like I need to tell you that I'll be right back."
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge? Eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And then I want to welcome one of the other new sponsors here tonight. That would be Primary Weapon System.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time.
Typing a message to my man. PrimaryWeapons.com. Go check them out. I run one that I call the Bentley, the MK-116 Mod 2. That is a nice gun. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, July 6, 2016. He was in Charlotte, North Carolina. He decided to make this utterance. He wrote, my faith in Hillary Clinton has already been rewarded. And there's never been any man or woman more qualified for this office than Hillary Clinton, ever. And that's the truth. That's the case. Why did you run against her? And using the word truth, that's fun. That is a singularly out of place word to be used in the same sentence with Hillary Clinton, especially coming from Barack Obama. As long as she has been in politics, she has been accurately tagged as a serial liar and a congenital liar. Way back in 1996, in a column headlined Blizzard of Lies, referencing a contemporary set of Bill and Hillary Clinton scandals, the respected New York Times op-ed columnist William Sapphire seminally described Clinton's aversion to the truth. He wrote, Americans of all political persuasions are coming to the sad realization that our First Lady is a congenital liar. Drip by drip, the case is being made that she is compelled to mislead and to ensnare her subordinates and friends in a web of deceit. She is in the long-term or the long-time habit of lying, and she's never been called to account for lying herself or in suborning lying in her aides and friends. Bill Sapphire correctly described the M.O. coming from Clinton that is still going on right now this minute. Look no further than 2012 September 11th anniversary attack on the unguarded Benghazi Libya consulate that left four brave Americans, including our ambassador, Christopher Stevens, slaughtered. And what Clinton that night told her daughter, Chelsea, was a coordinated terrorist attack. But days later, standing before the flag-draped caskets of the fallen victims, Clinton told stricken families and the grieving nation that the murderous attack was a spontaneous demonstration over a YouTube video. It was a lie. Within her litany of lies over the years, the most outrageous have involved the Second Amendment in virtually every aspect of peaceable gun ownership. And this is where her shameless performance as Secretary of State, marked by a cloud of serial lies about her off-the-radar homebrew email servers, her use of unsecured digital communications to send and receive thousands of official State Department and intelligence services documents, some with the highest security classification, all of that jeopardizing our national security. She put everybody at risk just because Clinton wanted to hide her official business from required official scrutiny and archiving. As a result, key members in Congress have demanded that she be cut off from all intelligence briefings as a presidential candidate. An op-ed headline in the Washington Post blared, Clinton is unfit to handle classified information. Truth. Within her litany of lies over the years, of course, there is the Second Amendment part. Her new 2016 lies are the core of a propaganda campaign aimed at deceiving the public into accepting her elitist gun ban agenda at the expense of average Americans whose very survival is threatened. During the primary campaign, Clinton claimed that Vermont was a leading provider of illegal guns used by armed thugs in New York City. It was a lie as soon as it came out of her face. Even if it were true, the interstate transfer of firearms to criminals in New York from any state is covered by at least a dozen federal felony provisions, a fact that she dare not even whisper, lest, you know, she would face a barrage of demands on why such laws are not being strictly enforced. But lies about existing laws are her shield against the truth. There's nothing that bad people do with guns that isn't already illegal in every corner of this country. Her gun ban website is rife with similar lies about the federal law. Take this absurd pledge that she made where she said she would make straw purchasing a federal crime when an individual with a clean record buys a gun with the intention of giving it to a violent felon, only so that felon can avoid a background check. It should be a crime. She's going to fight to make so-called straw purchasing a federal crime. That'll be a really easy lift. That'll be a good promise for her to keep because it's already a federal crime. Among her biggest lies is a fake statistics she tosses out every time she talks about guns. 33,000 people a year killed by gun violence. Well, out of that 33,000, there's 21,334 firearm suicides, 586 accidental gun deaths, and 3,000 justifiable homicides, with the actual 8,214 murders involving armed violent criminals for the most part. Black points out, in Japan, where there's no gun ownership, suicides are 54% higher than in our society. You know, her statistic widely parroted by gun ban politicians, Hollywood celebrities, and the elite media is utterly false. And they all know it, too. And then she lies about the alleged need for her gun ban scheme. But when it comes to the big picture, she's astonishingly truthful in spelling out her presidential plans to destroy the freedom of all Americans. When it comes to erasing it, anyway, she has dropped the masquerade. She says the U.S. Supreme Court is flat out wrong. She says that Scalia was wrong. She's happy he's dead. She's happy Scalia's dead. She hasn't come out and said that, of course. Former Australian Prime Minister John Howard admitted in the New York Times in 2013 that the firearms taken by penalizing decent law-abiding citizens because of the criminal behavior of others would be the equivalent of 40 million guns in the United States. The reason he said that is because Hillary has said the Australian method might work. 40 million guns, that's only what? That's only about 2 years worth. Obama's been president for going on 8, so that would net 2 years of the Obama guns. To get there, Clinton would need national gun registration and passage of universal background checks, code words for that end. She demands that every innocent, now legal transfer of every firearm in the nation between law-abiding individuals be approved by her organs of the state under threat of felony prosecution. I'm telling you, she doesn't know what she's biting on right there. That's one of these. This is one of these clarion calls for us. It's Trump. Like it or not, it's Trump. That's what you got to do. I think even you, moron, that was complaining about Trump today on Ammo Land, even you, if you think Clinton is better, vote for it, buddy. I'll see you on the field. We'll be right back.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
All right, welcome back. Technical Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Welcoming my other new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Check them out. I got stuff coming. Reviews are on the way. What kind of? You need to let me know what kind of cool stuff you're looking for there, Scott. You know I'll try to hook you up. Hey, who's heard of the, what is it? What do they call themselves? What is this crazy group? Well, let me give you a little background. You know, the Huffington Post started out as a promising example of new media, taking advantage of the opportunity offered by the interwebs in reaching a large audience at a much reduced cost. Then came pictures of side boob, becoming an obsession that choked the pages that could otherwise have been devoted to something, anything of importance. And in case there's any confusion among the Huff and Puff staff or others, when you're caught being foolish, saying, "But I was only joking," that isn't sufficient justification, especially when climate change, mining debt, both personal and federal, the growing China and resurgent Russia, and many other matters ought to occupy the space of a magazine that claims its purpose is to inform and empower. in addition to inspiring and entertaining. But for some people, they look at certain things and say there's a taste for cotton candy, too. Because they think Donald Trump's candidacy is all about going to the fair. And to be fair, a yearning for Brussels sprouts also exists. So look at the Clinton campaign. But then we come to the group that calls themselves Betsy Riot. And here we have another case of Betsy Riot yammering in an article by the pseudonym of Betsy F. Your Guns, titled F the NRA, Be a Betsy. Now, if you've spent your time on serious subjects rather than devoting your attention to the Cardassians, Betsy Riot is a group of trolls who regard the placing of stickers on books, magazines, packages of diapers, and paper towel dispensers in stores as a worthy means of protest. Now, these attention seekers lately want to be graduated into the realm of serious crime, since this includes the defacing of U.S. currency, a crime that could cost them unmarred money and a vacation at Club Fed. Or it should. I'm not really surprised by any of this. It's sort of sad, but not surprised. As a country, we've become too concerned at being amused. And the shock value of blocking traffic has been misread. And carrying signs has affected politics. That has all been misread. As the Democratic National Committee committed and WikiLeaks reported, politics takes place in offices far from public view, with a wall of secretaries possibly bolstered by armed guards and news organizations protecting the important secrets. Now, there's a role for pranking and trolling and satire in public discourse. Arianna Huffington participated in a panel discussion in 1998, moderated by Christopher Hitchens, in which she called for more mockery of powerful people. But the problem is that a jester has to have a point to be anything other than a fool. And it's a sorry state of affairs that Huffington is still on the national stage promoting sleeping and navel-gazing while Hitchens has been dead almost 5 years. His humor and his rhetorical power was backed by clear reasoning and a breadth of knowledge of things more significant than what a particular celebrity was wearing or not wearing. But we don't have Hitchens now. We have Clinton. The Betsy Riot crowd is laboring under the same affliction as Huffington. They're both missing an argument. And they're boring. And they're insulting what is both an argument with a death rattle. The first rule of satirists or humorists, or even of people who teach English, is never bore your audience. If you lack substance and you lack style, you lose any claim to the attention you want or desperately need. So given the failings of the Betsys, the only thing left to say to them is that you should go away, since the adults are now talking. Members of law enforcement will have one more point to add. You have the right to remain silent. Betsy Riot, they crack me up. Switzerland is not part of the European Union, but that is not stopping Brussels in Belgium, where nobody's considered to be Belgian, from trying to force the country to comply with a new set of stricter gun control measures. See, Switzerland has membership in the European open border system. So Brussels thinks that means that they could go across the border and force Switzerland to assert gun control over the tiny country. And the Swiss have a long history of gun-friendly policies, and they're not giving up without a fight. Dominic Reiner, spokesman for Switzerland's grassroots gun lobby ProTel, said, "With our direct democracy, Swiss people are accustomed to having the last word. We're opposed to any and all efforts to make current weapons laws more restrictive." See, Switzerland has near universal conscription, which means every male serves in the military and learns how to use a rifle. But they also have this tradition of allowing their soldiers to keep their rifles after they leave the service, provided they are modified for semi-automatic fire. These customs, combined with a long tradition of self-defense, have resulted in a per-household gun ownership rate of 48%, which is among the highest in Europe. In the United States, only 32% of households in the United States own at least one gun, between 32 and 41. So they are way up there. The EU's new restrictions would prohibit former members of the Swiss military from keeping their rifles and severely restrict gun ownership across the country. Their rules proposed would, for example, classify semi-automatic rifles in the same category as automatic rifles, making semi-automatics nearly impossible for the average person to own. Reuters reported last week that Swiss Justice Minister Simonetta Sommaruga traveled to Brussels earlier this year to negotiate with EU officials. She returned to Switzerland saying she had successfully negotiated against the rifle ban, but Swiss gun owners were dismayed to learn that the victory had a cost. EU members demanded concessions, including psychological tests and club membership. But here comes ProTel. And their plan is to keep foreign gun restrictions from imposing on Swiss sovereignty. And their plan is to secure enough signatures to put the matter up for a vote, which the Swiss system of direct democracy allows them to do, which, of course, the EU is completely against. They like unelected bureaucrats. Now, Christopher Blocher, a leading voice of the Swiss right, told Reuters that Switzerland should end its participation in the system of passport-free travel if the tighter gun restrictions are defeated in a referendum. That would hurt them economically, but it would also remove the EU's final means of leverage. Blocher, whatever his name is, when conflicts arise, Switzerland must put its sovereignty first. He's a businessman and vice president of the SVP, the country's biggest party. In an emergency, he said Switzerland should be ready to exit the cross-border agreements. Yeah. Coming up next, Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense as we get ready to roll into hour number two. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.